Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Is Josh Rosen going to be on the Cardinals? Cliff Kingsbury, I don't know how many people saw what he said, but he didn't just say Josh is our guy. He also addressed his quote from October when he said he'd take Kyler number one. He said, Kyler's tremendous, and I said that at the time being very complimentary before we played an opponent. I understand the soundbite. Like I said, there's a ton of scenarios before we come to the draft, end quote. In other words, yeah, I love him. But understand, like, we're about to play this team. I'm just saying, I'd take him number one. Like, I get what I said, but let's not change where and when I said it, which is fair. That said, this one wouldn't – what would be 10 scale, your level of shock, if the Cardinals traded Josh Rosen and drafted Kyler Murray number one? Scale of 1 to 10.
Would you say 10 is ultra shocked?
10 is
like John Lynch hired by the Niners.
10 is ultra shocked. 10 is
Chip Kelly escorted out of the building on a Tuesday night. Like, it's hard to go ultra shocked nowadays in sports.
Yeah, and like, we're already talking about this one. That said, it's just the move itself is so unheard of.
Yeah, it's. To me, it still registers like 6 or 7 because it's still pretty crazy.
I would put it at like a 7. Even though we're talking about it, to me it's at a 7 because who drafts a guy in the first round and then trades him the next year to draft another guy in the first round? That guy's 5'9", and you're drafting number one.
Yeah, if they would have.
And your coach was under 500 when he got fired last year.
To me, they just didn't give up that much to get Rosen.
Yeah.
So Belichick does this all the time with players he trades for. If he trades like a third or worse for you, he's just not going to – like if he doesn't think you're good, he might just cut you in training camp. They traded literally a third-round pick that ended up being Martavis Bryant for. That's nothing when you trade up 5 spots in the first round to get a quarterback. I mean, we said at the time, it was – I mean, Reggie and John, what are you guys doing? Yeah. They wanted this guy. You know who they're trading for. Get at minimum their second. So I think it's one of those easy ones where – you could just kind of chalk it up if you – because my whole take on this is if you believe in your Kingsbury and definitely Steve Keim that either Haskins or Kyler Murray's upside is way higher than Josh Rosen's, and I think it's fair to say, and I like Josh Rosen, that it is, it's not that wild. Now, it's still wild, and it would still be awesome, and we'd all be like, oh, my God, when it happened. But if you took a step back from it and said they just went with a guy – that they thought's upside can be quadruple what Rosen's is. You know, if you could get Kirk Cousins or you could think you could get Aaron Rodgers, every team would go for Aaron Rodgers. My point is just trying to like,
it's just
ceiling of hitting, you know, for one of these players. And I think that would be probably the knock on Josh Rosen, right? Is truly what would his ceiling be as a player?
The thing that makes it partly difficult is that the guy coach didn't coach him, right? It'd be different if you just had a year to evaluate him as the coach.
That would be much different, yes. Didn't coach Rosen.
Yeah, Cliff. And the other thing about Cliff is, like, I think people are going a little over the top with Kyler is his type of quarterback. It's like, well, let's go back and look just at Texas Tech. He had Baker Mayfield on the roster and he played Davis Webb. He had Patrick Mahomes on the roster, and he played Davis Webb. Now, the next year, Patrick played. He had Nick Szymanek was his quarterback for 3 years, John. I looked. Nick Szymanek ran like 20 times in 3 years. Like, that's not
was Patrick the backup to Davis Webb his freshman year?
Yes.
That's pretty nuts, isn't it?
Yes. And the year before that, Baker was the backup.
That's pretty crazy.
And one of those years, Vicente Testaverde was like the third string quarterback.
Vinny's cousin or Vinny's son?
I assume his son. I don't know. Maybe it's a nephew.
And there was also a dude from Virginia Tech I saw that you tweeted out, like Brewer. Was he on the roster?
Yes. What's his first name?
I wanted to say Corey, but that's an NBA player.
That's correct.
I do think you could look at it simply. This guy does, whether he plays the right one or not, he picks the right ones. Like, he's going to be on the right guys.
Yeah, my point in that is just to say he recruited and played quarterbacks that looked different than Kyler. Like, and had a different skill set, like non-mobile quarterbacks. So that's not the only type of guy. Like this idea that like Josh Rosen wouldn't work with Cliff, I don't totally buy that. But look, like you said, if you think Kyler's a better player, I think one thing that happens is when you get something, you value it greater than when you don't have it. You know, like I know if my car would cost $7,000 if I wanted to Kelly Blue Book it, right? Like, it's worth more than $7,000 to me if it's a good running car. I feel like I couldn't get somebody else's car in this condition for $7,000. I've been the one, I know how valuable this car is to me. I feel like once you get something, it's harder to trade it for something else. Like, you're afraid.
You think you could only get 7 G's for a G-Wagon?
Did I say 7? I meant 7D. Sorry.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Just make sure.
But, I feel like you talk about my Porsche, my G-Wagon all the time because you're about to try to buy a Porsche or a G-Wagon.
You know, you never know.
Yeah, you never. Payments, baby. But I think part of that is that's what makes it feel so risky. It's like, you've got Rosen. What if you give him up and then he's good? How bad do you look? But you can't really think like that when you're doing trades. That's just...
No.
Quick reminder, this podcast is brought to you by Eaze, EAZE.com. Promo code HAM, $20 off your first order.
Also, over $50, you get a free delivery. And, guy, berries.com. That's BERRIES.com.
Sherry's Berries. Click on the microphone. Promo code HAM. Valentine's Day is coming. Back to the pod.
Well, the other problem is two things. When you think air raid offense, have you ever thought mobile quarterback? I mean, they've always had, like, slower white guys, right? I mean, they've always had just guys that, one, just never have great arms, it feels like. And two, are definitely not a threat to run.
I feel like people don't even understand like what...
Well, because, guy, no one watches Texas Tech, and definitely no one stays up that does not live in on the West Coast past 10:30 at night to watch Washington State play 7 night games a year.
Like somebody, he should draft Gardner Minshew. That's what he should do.
100%, which isn't crazy. Here's the other problem. What could they realistically get for a guy that they just drafted 10th overall on the trading market? Could they get a first-round pick?
Like, you telling me,
would Belichick give him pick 32?
Maybe. What would Elway give him?
Well, would he give him 10 for
no,
Rosen?
I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. So would you give up Josh Rosen for pick 32? You might if you were going to – because someone tweeted at me yesterday, well, if you were thinking Kyler or you're all in on Kyler, you take him number one, and let's say Bill – it's like, well, that value's just for Bill. It's too good to pass up, right? Because I would have taken Josh Rosen last year if he would have fallen to me.
Right.
So now I get him for pick 32. He's under contract. He's not even going to start. Then if you're the Cardinals, you go, you got Kyler Murray. Then you got pick 32 and pick 33. That's a fucking lot of ammo. Boom, you got your quarterback. And you can make up for, well, you traded a third rounder to get Rosen in the first place.
Maybe. Could you get 32 and a third for him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. 32's a lot. Right?
It's just hard because you just drafted him 20 spots higher than that.
Would Bill get credit for that?
Like, yes.
Damn. He's got Josh Rosen as his backup?
He would absolutely get credit for that.
I honestly think if Josh Rosen, and I know the Cardinals tweeted out, I don't know if Bidwell said it to their in-house guy or he said it on a local radio station that, listen, he's our guy.
Yeah.
And as everyone was tweeting, like Gruden said the same shit last year. We've become conditioned, everyone should realize none of the shit matters what they're saying right now. It's everything is a possible lie. And I don't blame him for lying.
And also, Kyler Murray hasn't been at the
combine. I want to feel like you don't like him.
Yeah, but also Kyler Murray hasn't done the combine yet.
No, he hasn't done. Yes, exactly. There's a lot to be learned.
I don't know how much he weighs.
No, we think 205 pounds. But I do think if Josh Rosen is, like, if they do go quarterback at one, and that would mean Josh Rosen's not on the team, to me, it's got New England written all over. Remember, they've done business before when they traded Chandler Jones. So clearly, Bill's comfortable with this guy. And 32, I don't think the Cardinals would really get that roasted. Like, it wasn't great value, but still, you got a first round pick out of it, and you just moved on for a new quarterback.
People would be so fired up about the Kyler pick. I don't think they'd notice. I mean, they would notice, but I
think Bill would get more credit than them getting nailed because exactly the excitement of like, oh, Kyler and Cliff would be cool. And everyone would just acknowledge you had to do it. Like, you couldn't go into OTAs with Kyler and Rosen. Like, Josh Rosen ain't that guy, right?
It put a lot more pressure on Cliff, though. Like, there's already pressure on him because people are like, wait, he just got fired at Texas Tech.
Well, and then you get really fast, yeah.
But you could make the case, if you're gonna do it, then give him the quarterback that he wants, if that's what he wants.
What do you think the Wickersham Brady attacking Josh Rosen by the third week of training camp article would read like?
I feel like Brady and Josh have a lot in common.
You think there'd be like pictures of them playing tennis at like the local club?
Yeah, or just like wearing the same stuff, you know, shopping at the same private shopper shop. I don't know.
That'd be a good – would that be a wake-up call? Is that a fair statement to use for Josh a little bit maybe going there?
I mean, on one hand, you'd say – on the other hand, you'd be like, well, Belichick wants me, and I'm supposed to be mad. I'm supposed to be humbled by that. Like, I'm mad about that. Like, I'm fired up.
Hell, yeah. Like, this guy thinks that one day I can replace Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Now, Tom might be a little weird about that.
Tom would be – yeah, Tom –
Tom's great when you're Hoyer and you're zero threat. When you're Jimmy and you're good looking and you're good, he gets a little uneasy.